fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Good evening, everybody. It's time for a Madhouse show. We're here. Thank everybody who's joining us tonight. Milkman is delayed, but he is on his way. We'll be calling him here in a little bit to get him acclimated. See, we got a lot of listeners out there tonight, so let's go ahead and start off strong. You can reach us, of course, on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, as always. AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is the screen name. You can also reach us on MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Again, that's madhouse@live.com on MSN Messenger. You can also reach us here toll-free. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. That line will be open here tonight for you to call in and send us your requests and shoot the breeze with us for a little bit. Talk about what's what. Just don't put me under a lot of pressure. I don't deal well under pressure. As I said, Milkman is not here yet, but of course I do see the assemblage of other people here. Brandon Vegas, of course, is here. Thanks to Brandon Vegas for hooking us up with a TeamSpeak server at the last minute. Because our normal one is down. It's blacklisted for some reason. I don't know what happened there. We're working with 10 on that one. Well, thanks, Brandon.
Blacklisted? Like you get blackballed?
Blackballed, blacklisted, shit canned, whatever you want to consider it. Whatever it is. Hey, do you guys hear music?
So we can't go into the club with you guys with fuzzy hats no more?
No, well, not for now. I'm sure it'll get strained out. I don't know what happened. It must have been one of those kids that he has on there that hang out with him. Ted hangs out with a lot of children who play WoW.
That's what I'm hearing.
You get blacklisted, you'll never hit unblacklisted.
I'm just hearing it. I'm just hearing it.
If you can't ever get unblacklisted, that's pretty... I'm sure Ted's probably not going to be too happy about that. I wonder what Tuck... Tuck is here, Revolut Tuck, host of Revolut Tuck.
Revolut Tuck. Oh, you and to your mom, your children, and your future children.
Yeah, much love. Of course, the Warriors in the house, and Baz also checking in tonight. We're excited about that, our gentlemen.
See you, man.
Hey, now. All right.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. I'm sporting if you guys are watching on video over, of course, over at syndicateradio.tv, our official affiliate tonight here, of course, as always, is syndicateradio.tv, the coolest people, man. Dino, Zolar is on every Friday night. Tabitha Stevens is on the Saturday nights.
You're like, a cool one that gets a leather jacket.
Yeah, I know. They got those yellow Nextels, man.
Cool.
Dude, yellow Nextels. Right. You get on those, you're like, beep, beep. Hey, then Dino's like, bidip, bidip. Hey, Carlito, you're late. You know, he was just calling me on the yellow. I got my Syndicate Radio yellow next to it right here.
Cigarette looking cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, all those people, Tabitha Stevens, and Hook Nose is on there, of course, and Big Rev, that kid Rev is on there. Who else am I missing? Dr. Lego. Dr. Lego's on there. That and there's some Mexican guy named Pedro who does a show also. I don't know. I could have sworn I heard that cat. I heard him call into the John the Stutterer show, Straight Talk with John the Stutterer. I could have sworn I heard him call in. I don't know if it was him. It sounded a lot like Pedro. I don't know if it was him. Someone confirmed that if that was him or not. Politics of Pedro. I'm sorry. I called him Mexican. Yeah, Dominican. He's Dominican.
I heard
actually.
Pedro on all those shows.
See,
so
Pedro.
Possibly more. Yeah.
Maybe. You know, there's Pedros everywhere. There's Carloses everywhere. Look at me. Here I am. You're listening to Carlos right now. Wow.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, hey, hey. Like Fat Albert. Well, what's going on as far as we've got a treat here tonight. We're going to do an international call to Nigeria. You know, that's home of the scams, man. Scam baiting and 419 scam.
But I shouldn't be telling you about that. But fingers crossed.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Well, no. The problem with the phone. I'm gonna talk about that in a little bit. But the let me just assure everybody, the toll free line is working 100%. All our outbound calls are working 100%. We're gonna be in good business tonight. I'm gonna wait for Milkman to get on the phone here in a second. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about real quick here is, of course, out there, the ARM. He's sending in a number for an actual Nigerian, a true blue or true black Nigerian, who's trying to scam somebody out of money, apparently. And
wow.
And we've got his international number. Now, what I do need is I'm going to send it here to Lonesome Loser, the Lonesome Loser Machine 2000, and I'm going to ask that he try to translate this. This is a Nigerian number, so I need a country code. I know it's 011, and then I don't know what the country code is, so if you could help me out and try to get me that country code there, see how I need to dial that. The guy's name is Ayama Sylvanius, apparently. And he's one of those dudes. He's trying to scam, you know, people out of money. I don't know what the whole story is. So if the secret source can go ahead and you know, send me at least, you know, what his MO. If he, is he saying he's a doctor, or is he, does he have children that need medicine, or you know, they always have some kind of scam, you know, they're trying to do. So we're gonna try to call. We're gonna try to reverse call a scammer. We'll see what happens with that.
I had some dude that sent me an email from Iraq saying that he wants to send me money because he lost his manhood in a roadside bomb.
No kidding, really? Was he in? He was saying he was in Iraq now, still, or that he was just like he was in Iraq in the past?
Yeah, he said he's recovering in a hospital in Iraq. He's got several $1 million. He wants to get out of the country. He lost his manhood in a bomb blast, and
I watched some of those.
Wow. That's messed up. See, I don't get anything like
I've
that.
I've seen all of them. Man.
I don't get those emails at all. I don't know how. And my email address is out there. The Madhouse Radio
really?
Email. The Madhouse Radio email update is out there everywhere. It's so pimped out that... And I rarely get spam. I get like maybe one spam item a week. And that's a lot.
Dude, all my emails get those. Well,
No, I don't. I guess I know how to... I practice good. And I've got my own personal Popmail account.
You just have the blockers on in a certain way.
It's just a spam filter. And it's, I know how to... You know, I know how you don't throw your email out there like a retard. And I use that for everything, man. It's on forums all over the place. And you just got to know how to handle your business. And I've got a Pop account with my ISP. That's my personal private, you know, real life that I use for all my bill paying and stuff like that. That never gets any spam. Rarely gets spam. And I mean, it's on me all the time. I don't know, whatever. I don't know what it is about me, but I know pretty sure now I'm probably gonna get spam bombed. Now that I open up my big fat fucking mouth. So great. Hey, all right, great. Thanks, whoever's. Yeah, yeah. Well, Lonesome Loser's reporting that we're getting a weird automated message saying, "Sorry, your call cannot be completed at the moment. Please try again later." When he's trying to dial that Nigerian man. Alright, well, we'll work on that. Maybe we can figure it out here. We got a ton more numbers here, of course, from Lonesome Loser, who's sending in plenty of stuff. Let me see. Well, so far I've got the Bingo Club, Wild Bill Cody's Bar. What's that about, Warrior? Remember how hard it was
I was getting a glass of water.
Oh, that's okay. You remember how hard it was to open those CD cases, man, to get that polyurethane stuff that they put on it, whatever it is, that
I hate that.
God, man, they used to, you know, I actually bought once when I was in high school. I actually bought a CD case opener. It would cost me like $2. It was like a little blade that was specifically made to open up the CD cases in one swipe. I actually spent $2 on that. Now, Warrior, you get like this buzzing noise. Anyway, we should call the milkman, right?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like you're using a blender or vacuuming. And we got a lot of news articles that we can talk about here. Some funny stuff has happened during the week, and I've made a note of all of it, as per normal. We got prank call requests also here from during the week. Since the week. And we had a great show on Saturday, by the way. If you didn't catch our show that we did, a secret show on Saturday, be sure to go to madhouselive.com. It is currently uploaded. It's in the forums. And it is also in the podcast. It's on the front page. You can hear it right on the website. You can download it right there. And it was the episode for March the 22nd. This Saturday we did a show. It was really good. We called old people. That's always fun.
Is that when Reclude called in?
Reclude called in. Oh, dude. Reclude has that new character, Richie Randall. Is that what it was? Richie Randall, the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The nerd with the braces and the bow tie.
Yeah, that bar he called is pretty close to my house.
Oh, was it really? That's cool. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna try to replay that tonight. I just remember I haven't isolated that, but it's up there. Seriously, guys, if you missed, not a lot of people heard that show. It was impromptu, so be sure you check that out if you didn't. Reclude, that was funny, and then we had some funny pranks myself to the older people. We got a source who's getting us numbers for people who are over the age of 65. Don't ask me how. He just knows they're confirmed that they're retirees or whatever. Anyway, so we're talking a lot of crap here. Let's go ahead and do a prank call because I know all of you people want a prank call. No, too late. Someone had to call.
Oh, crap.
I'm ringing at the same time.
Ringing for everybody.
Bad House Radio, you're in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Milkman. What's up, man? How you doing? Phone's doing that shit again.
What? Again?
Well, it's just buzzing. Is it this? I need to replace the actual phone itself. It's. I actually gotta hit the thing to make it stop buzzing sometimes. It's fucking crazy. No, it's a corded phone, but it cost me like $9.99 at Walmart to buy it. That's probably what it is. It's an actual AT&T branded phone.
Uh-huh.
I wonder where they made this thing. Let's see here. Custom manufactured in China. Of course, for advanced American telephones. And let me tell you something, AT&T. If you want, you know, to make a phone that's for advanced American telephone systems, like it says here, why don't you build a frickin' phone in America instead of China? Maybe this wouldn't happen.
Why don't we try using the calling card and dial the Chinese exchange instead?
Yeah.
The American robot.
I'd like to find what factory built this model 927 AT&T phone.
Great idea. Okay, go to your kitchen cabinet, get out some soy sauce and chopsticks, and try down the phone with that, and that might help.
Hey, look, here it is. Look, here, right here on the back, there's a customer service line for AT&T telephones, model 927. I got a good mind to call. Let's do it.
Call in a complaint.
I'm going to call in a complaint right now. This is horrible. I can't work like this, all right? I have sponsors.
Hell yeah, on the air.
And I have rent to pay, and I do this show.
I'll be
right back.
You're a busy man. That's right.
Let's get to the bottom of this. We'll be right back with a complaint.
Right now.
On the complaint line.
I wouldn't hear him spewing the bullshit about you.
Then I'm going to complain about Milkman.
You deserve 9 spankings.
Thank you for calling. Currently, our office is closed.
Oh, they made me go through all that.
Our normal business hours.
They close like an hour before the show ends, so we're going to have to call them. Like, maybe tomorrow. I'll have to record it. Maybe in the afternoon when I get home from work tomorrow. If I'm not too tired from the long day at work. Because you know me, I work so hard. Uh-huh. Anyway, I wanted to show everybody on cam who can watch right now. This is right here an official, the first ever created hat. Thanks to Tuck, who designed the actual logo that we put on it. And that's right there. All of this is an orange. It's the orange background with MadhouseLive.com on it. If you haven't seen it yet, there you go. That's it right there. That's what I'm wearing tonight. God, let me answer the phone. Oh, I hung up on Milkman. Whoops.
Hey, Milkman.
Thank you. Department. Returning your call, sir.
Oh, good. Thanks for calling back so quickly. Milkman, I'm sorry. I totally forgot you were on the phone, and I just hung up.
Do you have a problem with your phone?
Yeah, it's buzzing again. It's a piece of shit. Damn it.
Do you have one of the Chinese models?
All right, Milkman, we're going to call. We tried to call Nigeria. We had a scammer. We're going to scam back, but the damn guy didn't answer. I've got numbers in Saipan that Bass sent last week that I don't think we called. Did you send Coffee Care? Is that the one that you and the Valley Inn? Were those last week or are those older than that?
Yeah. Those are older, but the Coffee Care is cool because they will send a car to pick you up.
No kid, if you need one to buy coffee. Wow. Well, that's something.
There's a lot of potential there.
Well, what's the website? Can you post a website in the chat room for everybody? And I'll have to look at that website if you have it, or if you know where it's at.
Yeah, I'll try to find it.
Cool. All right. So everybody look out for that. We're going
to
post that. We're going to post that in the chat room. He's digging it up. Okay, Milkman, let's say we call the Saipan number. Oh, actually, you know what? I can't. I don't have an international card unless I find yours. Well, I can find the old one. The one from last week.
Email, dude. I don't know. I'm going to be expensive, man. What's these weird places?
cock out the ass.
I gotcha. All right, well, hang on. Everybody hang on. We're going to call a Saipan and get to the bottom of this coffee thing. Milkman, you hang on, all right?
All right.
Everybody, in general, just hang on.
AT&T Security.
Well, Milkman, that phone card is dead. It says it's out of funds.
No, it's not out of funds. You can't make that call. You're going to have to call somewhere closer.
That's
probably like a $4 call or some shit like that. That's like fucking China or somewhere, dude.
Damn it, man. I'm sure we'll get a
You could probably call London or, you know, somewhere in the UK.
You
probably
think?
Call like any normal American.
I don't think I had any credits at all. I don't know. I'll have to find out. We'll dial it later. We'll stick to London on, okay? So I guess we can't call Saipan tonight. Well, that sucks. Well, maybe later on.
The house, yeah.
Anyway, here we go. Lonesome sent in he sent in one. I forgot Lonesome sometimes has one. All right, well, let me try this one here. Hang on, everybody. I know it's a lot of music, but we're getting into pranks. We're going to try the Saipan number now. I've got another number we can try, everybody.
It's
so,
his fault anyway.
I've got another number we can try, everybody. Always is. Why am I hearing myself now? Okay, hang on, everybody.
You ordered Chinese food.
Why am I hearing myself now? Yeah. Hang on,
everybody. It's Froggy. Wanker.
Stupid song. Take that off of rotation, Milkman.
All right.
Thank you. Does that mean busy? Boy, this sure is a great show tonight, everybody. Woo! Yeah.
What did you try to call? The Saipan number?
We've called those numbers before. Those are the really...
You need to tell these people to send in like regular like European countries, because these weird-ass countries don't work all the time. This will happen.
If there's, yeah, I know,
it's a U.S. territory.
Yeah, it's a U.S. territory. That's right, Milkman. You being from the Virgin Island, which is a U.S. territory.
Shit, they're trying to pretend like they're American.
Yeah. So is the Virgin Islands.
If we have representation in Congress, they don't.
Yeah, you know what? If Saipan was so cool, why don't they have an Olympic team, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I got
they
you
are
there.
What unincorporated territory. We're an incorporated territory. There's a difference.
Yeah, and Puerto Rico's a free associated commonwealth. Beat that, dude.
Technically, though, they're an incorporated territory. They have representation also in Washington.
Who friggin' cares?
Yeah,
I'm a citizen of the madhouse. That's what you should be saying, Milkman. All right. So we're gonna call some closer numbers then.
We could try that offbeat numbers, but just so the listeners get good results, they really speak English. They a lot of times have phone connection issues, and they really suck the cards down. But we do try, UK or somewhere where somebody's going to answer and possibly speak English.
Okay, Milkman, I understand.
This is my advice, Abby.
Yeah, well, your advice is taken. Your point duly noted. All right, man. Okay. All right, anyway, so we're calling Uncle Fred's. Uncle Fred's is in Wyoming. Does that work for you, Milkman? I mean, are we allowed to call Wyoming? Will that work?
We'll try to call Uncle Fred and find out, you know, to let Freddy out.
Let's call a good American, since apparently Milkman's making all the decisions tonight on who we can and can't call. So I just want to make sure it's okay. You know, I'm kidding, Milkman. I'm just messing with you. There's nothing in Wyoming anyway, so... I don't know. We're reaching far tonight. What time zone is Wyoming? Mountain is like the most boring of all the time zones in America. Mountain time has to be the worst one. It's just
8:37.
There's nothing going on in Mountain time. There's no cool cities.
They don't even advertise on TV.
Denver and it sucks. It's cold and cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's right. Denver's all they got. And that's all.
The Warrior in there?
The Warrior's in here. Yeah. Where are you, dude? Where the hell are you?
Dude, I am trying to get back to the location now, man. I went through a bunch of shit since I've already spoke to you.
How long is it going to be?
Probably about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes.
That means it's going to be like a half hour or something. I know you.
I'm looking on my...
Yeah.
I'm looking on my machine here and saying...
Whatever. All right, we're going to call Ninja Sushi, all right? This one's for you, Milkman. Ninja Sushi.
I'm hungry, man.
Even the music tonight is just like everything. This show's like a warm fart, man. I know. Sushi.
Hello?
Is this the sushi spot?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this the random sushi spot?
Yeah, just a sushi restaurant?
Yeah, exactly. Good, good. Yeah, I like some rolls, please.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's really bad. So.
Whatever the fuck you say, lady. I want some rolls. Can you take my order, please? Had to say damn. Milkman, I'll call them back and I'll disguise my voice in the process.
Alright.
Hey, Jack, you didn't say goddamn.
Just fuck Jack.
Masterson's always hungry, though.
He's boring. Who cares about Jack Masterson? Alright, Milkman, why don't you suggest by my ass? May I?
Alright, you always got something in there nice to play.
MF Doom, that's right.
Press 1. Here we listen go. To your recorded.
And we're disguising our voice to be deeper.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Hello, Sophie?
Yeah, how you doing, ma'am?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
Sorry, you got the wrong number.
No, is this sushi?
Sushi?
Yeah, sushi.
Yeah.
Lady, I love some sushi. Put me down for a California roll, please.
California roll?
Yeah, how much is that?
$3.75.
Yeah, man.
Excuse me?
Yeah, man, I like the sound of that California roll. Put me down for that.
Do you want a California roll?
Yeah, please.
How many? The
put
one,
me down
just
for
one?
Four of them. No, five, one for each finger.
Just one?
Five, one for each finger. Five, please.
Wait a second. Hello?
Yes, I want five California rolls.
I'm sorry?
I want five California rolls, please.
Okay, one California roll. So what else?
I said five, damn you. Five.
Okay, I'll make
damn
it for
me,
you.
Damn it, woman, I said five.
Okay.
You hear that alarm?
Okay. We'll see you. Okay?
Oh, God.
Okay, bye-bye.
Can I have some more zombie with that? Shut up, Milkman.
All right, I'm gonna have to play that back later tonight. Dude, you know what's going on here? You hear my computer?
What is that alarm?
Listen to the alarm.
What?
My computer is doing a fucking alarm.
That's a computer? What the fuck?
It's smoking. What the hell's doing? It's coming from the motherboard, man.
Dude, what? Oh, man, I bet you got
to no, it's not, dude.
Your
abort,
you
abort.
Heated, dude. Are you got, like, anything going weird on the screen or anything?
No. It's coming from the stream PCs. It's got, listen to that. That doesn't sound good. But
you
if I turn.
Have a virus or your board is probably fucked. Is it a laptop or is it a
no, it's
tower?
It's a regular tower.
It could be fucked, dude. The only time I've ever heard that happen is when the
dude,
fucking board takes a shit.
No, man, it's working fine.
Mission.
I mean, if we can keep doing the show, because if not, then I'm going to have to end the show.
What
I can
about, there's no way you can do it. You don't have any temperature warnings or anything like that,
I don't know. I don't have anything installed that monitors, because I don't know overclock and shit like that. I never have temperature monitors.
Right.
But well, I'm telling you, look.
The heat sinking compound, like, starts to melt out of the CPU and heat sink joint there, and then they overheat.
Hey, Cat. Hey, Cat, stop it. I don't care. Be quiet.
It could be a cat alert.
Maybe it's the fucking cat. Did you do that?
Was she jumping up and down on the keyboard?
No, she wasn't doing nothing. No, I think it's overheating. I don't even have a case on it. I take the panels off the case so it doesn't overheat because I run it 24/7.
You may have to take the heat sink off and shut it down later and see if there's any thermal compound.
Nah, man, this is going to be freaking annoying, man. Yeah, and Zolar is God. Who's Zolar is God? Who's that one kid that used to be really annoying back in the old PCU? You know what I'm talking about? The big Zolar fan, that one kid?
What
was his name?
Saigon.
Great Master?
No, not Saigon. No, there was another Asian-looking kid.
Mike Cunning.
Mike Cunning. Mike, yeah. Didn't he send a picture of his wang to KDK or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a picture of a it was like a dog stick.
Yeah, he said it was his, and KDK commented that it was
McIntyre and Fiverr are pretty much the same dude.
KDK, I think he said that it was the ugliest penis he ever saw or something like that.
That's what I heard, man.
Yeah.
I mean, to Neo, and Neo got sick and vomited.
Yeah, Zeb to Zeb is saying KDK's mouth was watering. That's funny. Oh, man.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Oh, but that thing needs to be shaven, man. I mean, it looks just like a dog's Peter.
All right, this is killing me, man. I mean, seriously, either I... Ugh.
Well, just hold the phone near that there and say we got an alert. Red alert.
Yeah, this is going to annoy everybody all show. I got to keep background music playing.
We'll use that. It's a new sound device.
Yeah, great. Okay, anyway, so let's Salt Lake Barbecue.
I have never heard that before.
I've never heard it before either. This is
an opportunity to call the fire department.
All right, I'm going to try calling Salt Lake Barbecue here, and we'll see. I don't want to burn the damn PC, man. That'll be screwed. There won't be any Madhouse Radio anymore.
You may really think it's over? Dude, shut it down and see what the fuck is going on. Shut it down and let it cool down or something.
I mean, if I shut it down, literally, we're going to lose our syndicators, we're going to lose our talk showers, our Justin.TVers, and our Madhousers and our PCUers.
You're going to lose your motherboard if you don't.
Dude, it'll shut itself down if it actually gets too hot.
Oh, why is nothing ever work for me, man? All right, we're going to call Salt Lake Barbecue. You guys be... Everyone just relax, okay? I mean, this is a very scary sound, too, man. It's freaking me out. I mean, listen to it. That's a scary alarm, man. I mean, that's...
Atari 2600, dude. You got the emulator program running.
That's just scary, man. I mean, there's some alarms that if it was like, meh, I'd be all right, but this one's like...
Wow, it's got the UK siren alarm, man.
I guess so. All right, let's call Salt Lake and discuss this with them. All right,
remember Defender, you said it had weird beats on it?
Outlook and Driftwood, this is Jody. How may I help you?
Hey, Big Jody, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Got an issue here. My mother came back after eating some barbecue over there.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be an issue, and we have no idea how to handle it. We actually...
What happened?
She brought home leftovers for me. We put it in the microwave, and it's caught on fire now. I don't know if you can hear in the background, but we're trying to shut down the smoke alarm.
Uh-huh.
And we can't seem to be able to shut it down. Do you guys
did you want me to grab a manager so that we can call somebody for you guys?
Do you guys use a lot of sugar and molasses? Because it won't stop smoking.
Okay, I can ask our meat cutters what they do to keep to get the smoke down.
It smells like, I don't know, it smells like burnt, like caramel.
Okay.
Let me go
ask them, because they do a bunch of tricks with the fire pit.
All right, don't touch it, Mom. Mom! All right, go get a manager or something.
Okay, I will.
All right. All right, we'll wait for that. I don't know where I'm going with this. Jeepers is asking. Yeah.
There's a war.
Buddy mine said it's a hardware error. You need to do a hard reboot.
A hard reboot. Okay.
I told you to reboot it.
Call a locksmith and tell him Hobo glued his locks and started to have sex with the tailpipe of his car. That's pretty funny. A hobo glued my locks and had sex with the tailpipe of my car. That's not funny, man. Because my muffler's making a lot of noise now. Oh, God.
Wow, you're Mr. Issues for everything, man.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to end the show early because I quit a blackout. That's fucked up. Oh, my God. I'm pulling blackout quotes out of my ass now. We buried that guy, man.
You got to pay him now, don't you?
Salt Lake Barbecue, this is Minga. How can I help you?
Hey, who is this?
The manager?
Big manager?
Yes?
Hey, I was just talking to Big Jody.
We brought home some leftovers, and we microwaved them for 3 minutes.
And I don't know what you guys... What do you guys put in... Do you use, like, molasses or sugar?
No.
Well, my cat's in the middle of this now. The alarm's going off from the smoke.
Well, we don't put anything on that food that is going to cause a fire.
Well, microwave is completely black now. At the very least, you guys can tell me how to turn off the smoke alarm. We can't get this thing to stop smoking.
Well, you need to call the fire department to tell you. I mean, I just can't help you out with that, you know?
They said it's a non-emergency and that they won't come down.
Well, unplug it and take it outside.
I really think you should bring someone down here to fix this smoke alarm after what you've done in my house. Can you hear that alarm? Driving me crazy.
I can't hear it. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, there's really nothing I can do. I mean...
Lady, I gotta work tomorrow. I mean, the sooner you get someone down here, the better.
I cannot send anybody down there.
Just...
You can unplug the microwave, take it outside, open your doors and windows, and the smoke will go out.
65 North Rollins. You hear the cat?
Sir, I cannot help you out with that. I can't do anything.
Mom, don't... It's now my mom's in the back. She's screwing with the microwave in the back, trying to shut it off.
What you can do is you can open your windows, your door, and let the smoke come out, and the alarm will stop.
It's not stopping. It's just not. How is that going to
work? I mean, you got to turn the machine off.
That's the most important thing.
We don't put any on that for that it's going to cause that. I don't know what happened.
No, I'll be honest with you. It smelled like gasoline. Who someone put gasoline on it? Tell me the truth.
No!
If you made a mistake, you better tell me now before it's more bad for you. Because they told you that in school. They said you when make a mistake, you admit to it early. Because the more you wait, it's going to be double on you.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
Well,
I don't...
Let's call a floor meeting with all the cooking staff immediately, right now. Put me on speakerphone and let's ask around who knows what happened to this food that it did this. Go ahead and call a floor meeting. I'll be waiting here.
I'm not going to do that because obviously you ate all that
food and you took it home, your leftovers, you ate it and nothing happened.
It was sealed. It was sealed. Just like it says right here and the paper says that you're responsible if this happens. I saw it on 2020 that this was happening in 60 minutes. Go call the floor meeting. What are you waiting for? Come on. I'm not going to do that.
We're busy. I'm not going to do that. Right now.
I need you to call me, the all-floor staff, and say, real loud, all-floor staff to the kitchen and all cooking staff floor meeting immediately. Lady, do you hear this alarm?
Sir, I cannot do that. I mean, I'm not responsible for that
because we didn't put any of that food that it will cause that.
Oh, my goodness, my God. What you're doing to me here is worse than what the Japanese did to us in Pearl Harbor. It is the worst. I can't believe it. I can't believable, lady. I had to sit here and live with this alarm for God knows how long. The alarm company will come out. I called... where they carry it for more money, and they said no, they can't help me. And then I called the fireman, and he called me an asshole, and he said they don't handle it. It had a smell on it, like something bad things that you put in it.
And this is what's reacting with the radons that are in the microwave, I think.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I just can't do anything about that.
Lady, how you money make, huh? How you money make?
Sir, I don't have anything to do with that. There's nothing I can do from here.
I'm
telling you what you can do and you don't want to do it.
You're coming with excuse, and call this person and open your doors and windows. What am I going to do? Open my doors and windows. What do you want me to do? To let the whole neighborhood hear it? Think, lady, come on. Wake up. Wake up and realize the things that are coming out of your mouth. You hear this alarm anymore. Is that what you want me to do?
I cannot even hear the alarm.
Now? Listen. Okay, so when's the floor? I'm waiting for the floor meeting. I want a report.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know what happened.
Fill out the report for me. I'm going to call back in 30 minutes, and I want you to fax it to me, all right?
Fax the report on what?
The report from the floor meeting. of all the information about what they did to my food. Excuse me.
They didn't do anything.
Excuse me, I'm in the bathroom. Oh, are you still...
I've been on hold for about the last 15 minutes.
You didn't hear that call at all?
Oh, man, you had me on hold. You never come back to me.
Oh, shit, you missed a good prank call, Milkman.
Hi.
Actually, they got us on hold again. Let's see where this goes. For real, yet?
Who are we calling?
You're calling the barbecue place. I told them a fun...
Fred?
Yeah, it was really good. It's a long story. I'm not going to... She actually put me on hold.
Hey, Carlito, you have to reboot that computer.
Hang on, Milkman. What's the diagnosis? Why do I have to reboot it?
It sounds like it's either overheating on the board shit. I would probably leave it alone until the end of the show.
Here's the deal, Warrior. We'll make suggestions about what I got to do. If I reboot the computer, if I do a hard reboot... the show's over for the rest of the night, because by the time I get everything set up again, forget it. It's gonna be another 20 minutes, and I'm just gonna end the show. So
I
either
would just leave it on, and then at the end of the show, then go shut it down, see if it starts up, or check the thing if it's got content. Because I'm telling you, if you shut it down now, it's pretty unlikely that it'll come back on if it's really got a problem. And besides that, if it does, we've lost our listeners.
It'll come back on. It'll come okay.
It's coming from the motherboard?
Just everyone, yes, it's coming right...
It's okay, just choke up the smoke that's going to be coming out of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
I see the magic smoke coming out of it right now. The magic blue smoke just came out of it, uh-oh.
Yeah, so
what? I'm probably going to burn my house down.
It's okay. The milkman says okay, so keep going.
I could fan it here.
Smoke. It's all right. It's fine.
What's the chances that the computer's got a virus?
I doubt it. This computer does no browsing or anything. It's behind the firewall. It does nothing except for stream out. That's all. I don't open. All I do is that. Jeeper says, unplug the internal speaker. Dude, I'm not going to. I don't have no idea. Which is the internal speaker? You tell me. And all these freaking wires. Which is the internal speaker?
Just don't do anything to it, man. Listen to me, dude. I have been building and working on PCs for a long time.
Here, I'm going to. This is it. This one says SATA. Hang on, I'm kidding.
Just let it burn. Let it purdy fire. Purdy fire.
Shut down. Leave it alone.
Nunu says the sound is a UK wake-up alarm. You got a point. We got any UK numbers here? No, seriously, I'm not going to listen to this for the rest of the night. I'm going to end the show here soon because this is going to drive me crazy. I'm sorry, folks. You just got to deal with it. And I'll do a show over the weekend. I'll do another special show on Saturday or Sunday or tomorrow. Like around midnight after Zolar's done or something.
Yeah, you gotta take care of equipment. That's simple.
Nuts, man.
Make your calls.
Anyways, we got here. No, fuck you, Milkman. Make the calls. We're gonna call the cock in. COCK cock.
It's okay, man. It's just alright. It'll be.
Your rooms
are burned up. There's so much to all. It's alright, man. You're choking the fire on. Good, alright. Smoke is good for you.
Okay.
Smoke is good for you.
Yeah. Cock in. In Essex, England. Milkman, hang on. And everybody else, hang on, too. Let me find a little music here to play. Alright, they're not going to answer. Alright, Milkman, I'm going to restart here because this is driving me nuts. And we'll see if, hopefully, if computer number two...
I'm almost home. Like, I'll be home in, like, 3 minutes.
Yep. It's driving me nuts, dude. And I'm sure it's driving everybody else nuts who's listening.
Yeah, I'm loving it, man. It's not bugging me at all, man. I think if too many people are whining and you're worrying about it, I would just go ahead.
No, it's just... Here comes Zolar with a brilliant idea.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Zolar! Hey, man. So you say I should go ahead and restart and hopefully come back on then, right? Don't forget the mouth, Zolar. Don't forget the mouth. All right. Let's
tell Zolar to hold up all our friends over there.
Hold up all our friends over there, Zolar. Milkman says you know him. All right. Thank you, Zolar, for the word of encouragement. I think I'll do that. Cat, get off of me. See you, Zolar. Thanks for calling, man. Zolar doesn't
say anything. Send me the coordinates to the...
What do you want?
Because I'll be home in about like a minute.
All right, Milkman. I'm going to hang up on you now.
Send it to me on the G-Talk.
You got it, man. I already did. All see right. you. Bye.
Jesus, God.
What do you want?
Here, say hi to all the people. This is Chloe. This is one of my cats. This is Chloe, everybody, who just wants to be on the air tonight. Turn this into the KDK show. Hey, Chloe. Say hi.
Just say you shut that shit off.
Buddy, come back in about 10, 15 minutes. Hopefully I'll be able to come back on. If not, then whatever. I apologize. Cross your fingers that this computer restarts. I don't know what the hell it is. Right back after this. Okay, we're back. That wasn't too bad. That was pretty quick. I think we're back. I think we got everything back on. So TeamSpeak is on. Syndicate's back. Justin's back. Yeah, we're all good. All right, cool. We regrouped. Not bad. Anyway, so if you want to call us in tonight,
right on.
Again, you can reach us here, 1-888-278-8509. Let me take a drink the rest of my beer here. It's pretty good.
You said you stopped beer. You tell me on Saturday you stopped beer.
Nope. Not tonight.
On Thursdays, I still drink beer. Beer number 3.
Oh, okay, so I was talking to you on the wrong night.
Yeah. Michelob, this is a Michelob Lager, actually, that I'm drinking tonight. Not bad. All right, anyway, so we got more numbers here to call. And is Milkman here? Milkman? I lost him? I thought he was going to be in by now.
No, he's not back yet.
Not back yet. I thought he'd be back by now, bastard. Okay, well, we'll wait for him to call back. Or, well, rather to check in. He should be checking in pretty soon, hopefully. Okay, all right, so we've got Rachel Wise in England. That's ready to go. And we also have the Cock Inn. We were meaning to call that before, but it just we just had madness here. Come on. But it is the madhouse, so what else do you expect? Let's try that again, everybody. The Cock Inn in England. We'll be right back after this. You think I am? And thanks for coming back. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
All right, MF Doom, take it easy. You are listening to Madhouse Radio. It's 11:13 p.m. Thursday, March 27th of 08. And we patiently wait for the phone to ring. Wow, this is not a good night. Oh, there it is. Okay. That's not going to work. It's just one of those days.
It's one of those days that a girl goes through when she feels angry.
All right. The pack coming six. Whatever happened between
Jeepers says that Milkman is more annoying than the alarm. Good point. Good call, Jeepers.
Fire ain't gonna carrot you.
We need to resurrect this show tonight.
Yeah, we do. Who's this? I'm sorry, someone was talking.
Oh, it's Vanya.
Hey, Hollywood Vanya. I'm sorry, I almost said vagina again. How you doing?
Okay.
How's it going, bro?
Okay, we can be anything tonight.
Cool, the man of a thousand voices. What's been going on with you, man? The toll-free line's working, I see.
I talked to Athena earlier. I was calling the way home. I was calling to see if it was working. Didn't work yesterday.
Oh, no? Sick? Still? You were sick on Saturday, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's something.
Better now.
Well, good. Yeah, I'm still coughing, man. That's why I'm going on 3 weeks now. I really need to see a doctor. But, hey, you know.
Yeah.
What do they know?
What are you waiting on?
Nah. I don't know, just time, I guess. I mean, it's hard for me to ask for the time off. My doctor, it's hard to... Like, I was going to see my doctor on Thursday. I had to cancel it. Well, today. I was going to see my doctor this morning, but I couldn't get the time off of work because it was a last-minute appointment, and I couldn't reschedule.
Too many patients?
Yeah, I'm going to have to find a new doctor because this dude's just too busy, you know?
Yeah.
I end up seeing the nurse practitioner anyway, not the doctor. It's really, I don't know, it's just a shitty deal. Shoot it all together.
Either way, they're always just guessing.
Exactly. Hey, you want to call Mr. Woo's? This is at the Super Mall in Auburn, Washington. Wow, they got a Super Mall, man. That's just not
Mr.
a mall.
Mr. Woo.
Mr.
Hey, that's about 3 miles from my house, man.
3 miles from your house? No kidding. Hey, 3 miles from his house.
Who's that?
Cool. I've been there before.
Milkman?
Baz.
Oh, okay.
It's Baz.
Yeah, it's Baz. And
everything's always close to Milkman.
Yeah, Milkman's like everywhere, dude. He's got his reach, his dirty paws.
Hey, Stickcam just went down.
Stickcam just went. I just saw that. Why did Stickcam go down? Well, that's something. God, this is... You know what? I'm telling you one more thing, and I'm pulling the plug on tonight's show, because really, I don't have the patience for this. I see Justin's still up, but not Stickcam. God damn it. Frickin' night. All right, Hollywood, hang on the line. This might be an extended hold, because I got to log back into Stickcam before I dial the number. So just
okay.
Hang tight, man. Thanks for being patient. Let me play this song for everybody. And yeah, once again, we'll be right back after this, hopefully sooner than later.
Don't leave the mat out.
Don't leave it. Stickcam is back.
Say again.
Okay, great. I'm going to be there. I'm on my way up there. I'll probably be there when I get there. But I can go ahead and place an order, so when I get there, it'll be ready, right?
Okay. So are you inside the mall?
Or? Oh, no. I'm on my way up there right now. Probably about maybe 5 minutes away. How long does it take to make all the food? Do you already have it pre-made, or I've never been there before. So how do you make it? How does it work?
Could you hold on a second?
Oh well, yeah. Okay, I guess so. Yeah, okay. Well, are you there? Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Are you ready to take my order?
Okay,
you ready to take my order, ma'am?
Okay, what would you like?
I'd like a large order of choke on it. And do you guys also carry a hooflong poo?
I think you have the wrong phone number.
No, this is Mr. Wu's, right? Ma'am? No. Hello?
Huh?
What are your specials? Do you have a special?
Wait till you come here and then you place the order.
No, I don't have time to wait. I have to hurry up and get it and come on back. We've got people at our house we're trying to feed, and it's a rush order. So I'm actually, like I said, I'm about 3 minutes away right now. How do you do this? Do you make it, or do you like have a buffet?
It's already out here. You just order it from out here.
From out where? From outside or? Yeah, I'm outside
out.
Right now.
Huh?
Huh?
The food is already out.
Well, the food's already out. Okay. Well,
yeah.
can you put this together for me real quick? I'll give you my card number and everything. We'll just take care right now. I'll run in. Will that work?
No. I have to have you come here to run the card. I can't.
Yeah, I'm coming there right now. That's right. Uh huh.
Okay. So how
but
about
do, you? Do you guys carry the what kung fu at?
Sorry. What are you asking? I don't understand.
Yeah. Do you guys have that on your buffet? The what kung fu? I can't even say it now. What kung fu that?
How about you come in and you look at it and place the order?
No, I just need to know what all you have on your buffet.
Yeah, pasta curry, we have those. It's ABC.
Now, one of our favorite foods there is that we get usually is choke on it. Do you have those?
I have never heard of that before.
Okay, what about the rectum block?
I have no clue what you're asking.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're Chinese food, right?
Yeah, how about you come in here and you could take
well,
a look.
Well, you've never heard of rectum block? Are you serious?
I have never
That's
heard of that.
That's a world-famous Chinese food. And you've never
how
heard a choke
come,
on it.
How about you come in here and place an order? It'll be
well,
better
yeah, I'll be there.
What's
your name, ma'am? Are you Mrs. Wu?
Well, I just work here, so you could come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but
and
are you Mrs. Wu? What's your name? What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Sarah.
Your name's Sarah?
Yes.
Are you American, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you... Okay, who are you voting for this year?
Huh?
Who are you going to vote for this year?
How about you come in here and place an order then, okay?
Okay, ma'am. Can you just say one thing for me? Can you say this for me real quick? I love Madhouse.
How about you could come in here and place an order?
No, I'm coming there, but will you say I love Madhouse and Carlito Rules, okay? Can you just say that for me real quick? I love Madhouse.
How about you could come in here and place an order?
No, just say this. I love Madhouse.
Because this is out of business question. I cannot...
Oh, no. I understand that. Just say, I love Carlito, then. Can you say that?
Sorry, this is really out of business thing, so...
Well, no, it's not out of business, because I'm bringing my business there, but I need you to say that for me real quick, or I just say, I love Madhouse.
You could come in here, and then we talk about that later. Cause
we'll talk
right
about
now
it later.
I have a customer in line, so I talk
okay.
to you later.
Okay, well, can I talk to the customer? The food was. Ma'am?
Should I hang on here? What do you think? I think it's dead.
I don't
know. Someone in the chat room is saying they've eaten at this place before.
Just me.
Yeah, oh, a rectum block there.
I should go there this weekend and order choke on it.
Choke on it. You even order a choke on it.
Yeah.
I was some Alabama black snake.
What kung fu dad? Come on, you don't carry that.
All right, let me clear the line. Because she ain't coming back. That was good, Hollywood. Good start. Good effort. A for effort, as always. Yeah, that sucks. You weren't able to call in that Saturday show. But did you hear the Richie Rollins call or Richie
dude,
Randall?
Yeah, I listened to those a couple times. Those were great.
Yeah,
man.
I've talked to a few people that said, "Oh my God, I've heard that like more than once already."
Yeah,
God,
and the when he called the little Nestle Toll House, 45 minutes away from there.
Oh really? So it's in your neck of the woods, pretty much. That's cool.
Oh yeah,
that's cool. 45 minutes for me is doable. I'll travel somewhere. Up to 45 minutes. That's the distance between where I live here and the beach, Daytona Beach. It's 45 minutes, or Cocoa Beach, you know, or Cape Canaveral with a space shuttle goes off, or just landed yet last night. About 45 minutes away. That's
did
the limit.
Did it land?
Yeah, it did land. Well, I heard the sonic booms, you know, when it comes over Florida, when it comes over Orlando, when it drops over, you hear like, it always scares me every time. It freaks me out. I just hear this. I'm like, oh, what the hell is that?
That's what that PC sound was. It was a delayed reaction to the sonic boom.
Oh, okay.
24 hours later.
24 hours later. That's exactly what it was, right.
That's what it was.
Yeah, those sonic booms are fun. Yeah, every time I always forget, and then like you know, 2 seconds later, oh, yeah, that's right, a space shuttle's landing today. And they're like, oh, okay. Because every time I think it's a bomb that's going off or something. You never know. Got this
town. All sorts of stuff freaking you out of your house, don't you?
Yeah. You got to be careful. It's like a war zone, man. It's like the NOM. Purple Fire saying, hey, Purple Fire, hey, lady. Nunu says it's time for UK calls, and Baz is sending a number in for the Buzz Inn Steakhouse in Everett, Washington. That's fun. Would you like to call England?
I'd love to call England.
Okay, I'm going to throw...
Oh, no, what are the bad boys of Iowa think? Is it okay?
Oh, yeah. Did they get the monopoly on it? All right, hey, let's see. I'm going to throw some names out at you. You tell me which one you like the most. The Cock Inn, we didn't get through before, so scratch that. But we got the Anchor Inn, we got Rachel Wise, Claire Chamberlain, and Clifford Chamberlain.
Rachel Wise, isn't that an actress?
I don't know. I don't think so. Wise? I know Rachel Ray, as far as I know. I don't know about Wise.
Rachel Hunter.
Rachel Hunter. Yeah, okay, Rachel's a cute name. I might pick that for my daughter's name. Not that there's one on the way, but I'm going to paste you the information here. Just so you know what page we're on. This is in Manchester, England. As I've said before, the angriest people in Western Europe are in Manchester. Everybody hang on here. Another call by Hollywood Vanya. Is it Vanya or Vanja?
Vanya actually is the guy that does the soundboards. We record his voice. He's from Yugoslavia.
Okay.
The guy has the thickest accent, and we could hardly ever understand him when he first started. We started insurance and said it was called Affordable. It took us a week to understand, for us to understand he was saying Affordable Insurance, which is a company here.
Affordable? He was calling Affordable? Affordable. Wow, dude. You sure he's not Polish or something?
No, he was Croatian, actually.
Croatian. Yeah. I'm a Croatian Italian. All right.
Yeah.
Bucket of Boners call. That's a classic over there. All right.
Yep.
All right. So here it is. We're with the talking here, and everybody's waiting for a call. Rachel Wise coming up, folks. Enjoy this.
Hello,
Rachel.
No. I was about to go back to sleep.
I've got a question for you. This is Todd. Could you come get me out of jail?
This is who?
This is Todd. Don't get me out of jail real quick.
Who's this?
you know, Chris, come on. All what's happened is they picked me up for indecent exposure.
Wait,
Chris Genials?
Nope.
No, he gave me your number to call. But no, what happened was that it was...
Ooh, which Rachel do you think you're speaking to?
This is Rachel Wise.
Yeah, there's only, like, a very limited number of people with this number. None of whom are called Chris.
No, Chris told me to call you.
But
anyway, here's what happened. I don't know why they did this. I was urinating in public, all right? I was behind a building, and this lady screamed. I couldn't believe what she was doing. She thought she was screaming as loud as she could. And, God, I wanted to hit her.
Are you aware it's the middle of the night?
I know it is. That's what... Chris told me to call you when I called him. They gave me two calls. But he told me to call you.
That was good.
He said, come on. Stop playing with me, Rachel. You know who this is.
No, I haven't got the money.
Yes, it is. I've got the money. I just need you to come sign the papers up here.
Please don't phone me.
No, Rachel, don't get all freaked out, all right? You know... Rachel, please just come sign the papers and get me out of jail. I don't know how much longer I'm standing here. There's some guys looking at my butt. My mom's looking really nice to them. I don't want to be butt raped tonight. Please just come get me out of jail. You won't take
Which
your...
Which jail?
What?
Which jail? Wait.
I'm right by you. I'm right down the... I'm probably about two miles from your house.
How would you know that?
Because I know where you... You're not listening to me, do you?
Yeah, I know where you live. I'm definitely going to hang up on you. It's the middle of the night. Please don't call me.
Please, Rachel. This is my last call. They will let me call and everyone else.
Well, why are you phoning me? Why
because
are you phoning
me? Chris told me to phone you. I don't want to get bomb raped.
Wait, Chris.
Chris. So please, just come sign the papers. I got the money. Or
you haven't actually told me where you are. I don't know what you want from me.
I just need you to come sign the papers.
I'm going to hang up.
This is a madhouse. There's crazy people in here. I don't need to be in here. They're freaking me out.
Well, I'm going to hang up.
No, not to you. In public next time. Huh? This isn't going anywhere, is it?
No.
Why not? Come
because
on, baby.
I have no idea who
come on,
you are.
Just come get me out. We've been together like two or three times. You don't remember me? You were drunk. I had put something in your drink, but you know what? It's all right. Right?
God love you, pet.
It does.
Please don't phone me in the middle of the night. It's not funny.
Oh, come on. I know Pat too, but you know what? Just come on. Pat the Stimpy, all right? Just come down here and sign the papers.
Please don't. I think
an officer's coming. You want to talk to an officer? Let him come down here. You want to tell this officer you're going to let me rot here all night, right? Let me get bomb raped, right? Hang on. Let me talk to this officer. Just a minute.
Please don't phone me in the middle of the night.
This is my friend Rachel Wise. Will you come help her? Talk to her real quick, all right? Well, hello, this is Officer Toms. How are you? You going to let your friend sit here in rotten jail all night?
If you don't tell me how you got this number, I'm going to actually have to report you to the police because you can't phone people in the middle of the night. It's just not a reasonable way of behaving.
I've got the police here.
Well done.
Okay. So you want to phone back? You can call back up here. Call the police back up here. Told him you come down and saw the papers, and then like I said, I've got the money. It's only £400, so
I'm gonna hang up on you now.
No, please don't hang up. Don't leave me hanging, Rachel. Please, sweetie, don't do this to me.
I have to go. Am I in the phone book? I don't think I'm in the phone book.
Not in the phone book.
Maybe I am. I'm gonna go.
Are you gonna go now?
Yes.
Can I listen?
Bye.
Rachel.
I get it. Oh, she finally hangs up.
I kept her on for a little bit.
That was funny, though. The end of it was good, though. Are you going to go now? Yeah. Can I listen? You almost got the sense like she just stared at the phone for a second in disgust and just talking. Like, she looked at it, you know. You could hear it on the phone, like, ew. And just hung it up. Oh, dude. And she's sitting there like, I'm not listed. I'm not in the phone book. How'd you get my number? And she thinks you're Pat? Is that who it was? Pat?
No. She thought I was. Yeah, I think she thought I was Pat.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Pat. That's an Irish name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she done a little bit of it. I usually.
Little Pat. Little Patton. That was fun, dude. That was cool. All right. How about we do the Hong Kong Dragon fast food? You seem to do good with Asians. They seem to really like to talk to you. You must have
part
a thing.
Asian.
Yeah. Oh, you're part Asian. Oh,
yeah, it's my big toe.
Oh, your big toe? Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's the good toe, though. The big toe's, yeah.
That's my left foot, though, so it's not my good kicking foot.
Oh, no? You're a right kicker? That's cool. I gotcha. I don't even kick. I don't know. I guess my right foot's the best one. All right. Hong Kong Dragon fast food.
Okay.
That's some quality. I heard they've got the best in town.
Hong Kong.
Yeah. Let me send you the shits here.
Hello, we are not available.
Ah. Puta. Oh, we should have left the voicemail. Frig it. Okay, excuse me about the coffee here. One more we can call is Peter Maddox. M-A-D-D-O-C-K-S.
Maddox.
it's on Maddox.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie's.
Yeah.
Son's name?
Yeah, but it's spelled really different. It makes me think of bollocks the way it's spelled. M-A-D-D-O-C-K-S.
Oh.
You know, bollocks to them is like big cojones kind of thing. All right, well.
What's your first name, Peter?
Peter.
Ooh, that's a great way to start.
Yeah, if you go to the chat room, you'll see you got an instant message with it if you can.
Oh.
There you go. Just keep that in mind. I update you as I can. All right, everybody, hang on for another attempt here. This is England. This is Wales this time around.
Oh,
oh God! I wonder I wasn't going through.
I was gonna do a girl's voice and tell him he got me pregnant.
Oh boy, that'd be fun. All right, let me try one more just for that.
Even if a woman answered, that'd been perfect.
Yeah, of course.
My husband got me pregnant.
This is Clifford. This is Clifford Chamberlain. We're Chamberlain. Lancashire. I've talked Manchester. We'll say another Manchester number. This is for Cliff. Or Clifford, whatever you want to call it. Let's change the song. All right, thanks for hanging in there, bro. Try it. All right, leave a message.
Thank you. When you've left your message, just hang up, or for more options, press 1 at any time.
Clifford, I just got back from the doctor's office earlier. You're the only one that I've been with. You're the only one. It's your baby. Don't deny it. I'll get a paternity test. You know who this is? It's your baby. It's yours, and you know it. I haven't been with anyone else. I'm going to get a lawyer, because you're probably going to say it's not yours. But you...
All right, excellent. That was great. I really wish someone would pick up. Oh, man. That was so
funny. That sounds a bit like the Dead when he does his girl voice.
Maybe a little bit like the Dead. That's almost, Tuck saying it sounds like the Dead. I don't even know if you know who the Dead is. We could try... Hey, this is the Dead. That was pretty good.
Our Reclute doing it last
week. Yeah, Reclute had fun with that. And it ended up becoming something totally different. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's always in a good to Dead. It's funny. Gets him really upset. I think that's it. The only one I have Claire Chamberlain. That's the last one I have here. I don't know if a guy would answer about the whole pregnant thing. Well, you could try that one.
Well, I got to come up with something different, though.
Yeah, probably for that one. Well.
No, you don't want it to get too boring.
No, that's true. That's true.
Claire?
Claire Hendrickson. Hendrickson? No, Chamberlain. I'm sorry, Claire Chamberlain. Let me try this one here. This might be the last call of the night, but I am going to play that that Reclute prank from last week.
That'd be awesome.
From Saturday. I'll play that here before I end the show.
We'll see if we can get them to... I got one. We'll see if we can get them to do a survey for a movie phone.
All right. Movie phone. I was just calling movie phone earlier today, testing the phone line. That's whenever I need to test my phone line, I always call movie phone because it... You know, it doesn't bother anybody if I call it. It's a local call, and it takes a long time before it hangs up if you're just testing a line. You know, gives you a lot of time while this is a little commercial, and then the whole, you know, enter now. Press 1. All right. Hung Up on My Baby by Isaac Hayes is a song we're playing.
Hello, and you have been pre-selected to learn about Movie Phone and our new things. If you would like to participate in this survey and win 18 movie tickets, please press 1 now. I'm sorry, I did not hear your selection. Please press 1 now.
Is this someone taking a piss?
I'm sorry, I did not understand your response. Please press 1 now. If you do not press 1, we will come there and kick your ass. Please press 1 now.
Who is
this? This is your movie phone guide. Please press 1 now. Ma'am, I'm getting tired of saying please press 1, so do it now.
Oh, she hung in there for a while, too. What the heck was that? It's the thing, they, in England, they'll hang on for so long, in America, they would have hung up like, click, you know, something's up, something's amiss. All right, Hollywood, thanks for calling in, my friend.
Hey, you have a wonderful evening. Hope you get to film.
Hey, hey, have you ever entertained the thought of trying to do a show?
Well, I saw that in the forum.
Yeah.
I'd love to, man. Yeah. I don't know what all I need. I guess I can get with you what all I need. So.
Yeah, get with me. You need like a mic and you need a phone.
I got a mic.
Yeah, you need to get either a cell phone or... There's a ton of, everybody has their own way of doing it. I mean, you can go expensive like me, you can go rudimentary like, you know, Zolar and stuff do. Or you can use Skype or something. I don't know, we'll figure something out. If you ever think about it, you can broadcast on my station and I'll offer you whatever technical advice I can to try to get you to get it to work out. If you ever think about it. Just
yeah,
an idea.
Man, I'd love to.
All right, man. All right, well hey, thanks for calling, bro.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, you too, man. That's Hollywood, everybody.
Goodbye to all them people out there that like this stuff.
See you, man. I'm telling you, man, the guy's just got, he's got the voices down. Down with the voices, everybody. Who's up in the satellite link up still? Who do we got alive? Where's Milkman? What happened to him?
Hey, 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 Carnito.
Oh, there you are. Hey, man.
It's your guy, Schwartner.
Hey. All right, Milkman, let's listen to the that call from Saturday, all right? See if I can find it here on the fly.
Yes, do. I think it'd be good choice, sir.
So basically, it started off, you know, where we're talking about the Dead, and Reckley does a really good spot on the Dead impersonation. You know, he's well known for his the Dead impersonation. And it's really dead on. Anyway,
oh,
so
yeah, I remember that one. So
he switched it a little bit to be Richie Randall, and it's, I don't know, there were three calls, I know, of, I don't know if I'm going to play all three
you
of them.
Work it in like three different flavors.
Yeah, the third one is the funny one, man. The third one is the key. Let's see if I can find this.
I mean, so, you know what I mean? I mean,
here
that's
we go.
What I'm trying to convey, that I'm a playboy. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to come down and, you know what I'm saying, give you a nice tip and stuff, because you really understand where I'm coming from.
All right,
from,
yeah, this is the cookie place. Okay, yeah, this is the story. He's already started. It's basically like a nerdy guy with braces and a bow tie or whatever, and he's got a woman named Francine who's about... In her late 30s or mid 30s, I remember exactly what the details are.
Yeah, he's young.
And she's
23 or something. One of them is serving him a drink.
She's pretty large, isn't she?
Yeah, she's pretty big. That's right. That's right. Good call.
You know, he kind of sounds like a slightly retarded Vinnie Barbarino. That's kind of who he sounds like.
Kinda. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. So let me try. I mean, these
that's
are a lot
analogy,
of calls.
Yeah.
But this is so, because, you know, really, you know, it's a weak show tonight, and I feel like just putting on autopilot. But, hey, this is stuff that most of you didn't hear, so this is fresh. This is only 5 days ago. Less than five days ago.
Quite a few people missed out on our weekend makeup show. So
yeah, we just did it for the
missed.
Fun of it. We'll probably, you know, I have a feeling of a situation technically that we had here tonight. Maybe we'll do a makeup show this weekend, too. Stay tuned for that. Go to the Madhouse Forums. Everybody, of course, go to the Madhouse Forums, man. It's been... been lagging. Not too much. I all need to make an effort to make at least one post in the Madhouse Forums, you know, a day. Just go in there and make one post.
Is there a post? You know,
and make your own threads. Yes. Make your own topics. If you see an article out there that's funny, just copy-paste it, you know.
yeah, just whatever. Go to madhouselive.com and check out the forums over there. It's pretty good. And subscribe to the podcast, man. You know, I've got a lot of people listening to the podcast. If you don't know what podcasting is, check it out.
Man, I got a girl coming down. He's coming down from Oklahoma. He's going to be pissed if he hears
it. Okay, here we go. This is the start of it right here. Let's just play this. This is going to play this. Yeah, we'll take a call, I guess. I don't know.
Matt House, you're in the air.
What's up, Carlino?
Jonathan, what's up, man?
Not much, just hanging out.
Cool, man. Cool, we're playing. Did you hear the show Saturday?
No, I had to work Saturday.
Yeah, you missed it. It was pretty funny. Oh, shit. You had to work Saturday, really? You had a field trip that you were taking care of, or what was going on?
No, I worked two different jobs.
Oh, you got a different job now. Is it driving?
Yeah, I work as a provider for disabled people as well.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Well, you got to make that extra money on the side. You got to do what you got to do, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be pretty easy to drive the disabled people. Children, I'd be a little out of hand. But you don't drive kids, right? You just drive disabled people the whole time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Cool, Jonathan, man. What's going on with the Lost Boys? Anything?
So, right now I need a lot of new equipment, so like a new webcam and everything like that.
Okay, cool. Well, you can always be on the mouth if you want, man. Even if it's just you, get a mic and go on the mouth and try to do. How do you guys do pranks? You use Skype, or what do you do for your phone service?
We use Skype.
Use Skype. Okay, cool. I might look into that soon. You never know. It's a good. I need a backup. You never know when the phone goes bad. I might need a backup. I had a crazy time. The toll-free line wasn't working Saturday, so no one could call in unless they had the direct line. It was really wacky. So I'm going to play right now. It's really funny. Some really good calls that Reclude did. All right, Jonathan.
All right.
You ready to say hi to all your fans and listeners?
Yeah. I'd like to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope y'all have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
See you now.
All right, that's Jonathan, everybody. Thanks for calling in, as always, Jonathan.
He's still out of there.
The official little down. Maybe he's tired. We're all tired. Well, he worked Saturday, so he only had Sunday off. And Sunday was Easter, so he probably got up early to go to church. You know, he's a big Baptist. He's a Southern Baptist. So yeah, Jeepers says I didn't give him his change. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, so we're gonna play this here. This might be a few minutes long.
Hail Mary,
full of grace.
Place a call. Press one.
Baptist. That's definitely.
I just told him that we did that, and he's like, I'm tired. He just said me. Oh, man.
He's tired, yeah. Just probably drinking and doing painkillers.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tired. No. Poor guy.
That's funny, you know. That wasn't a bad prank.
No, it was good. It's good stuff.
Wish I could have taken it from. Dude, that bitch was like, man, she was like, I don't know, man. I was smooth talking at home.
Yeah, she's like, I'm engaged, but she was actually thinking about it for a little while.
Like a guy with a black Jew with cerebral palsy.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's
maybe nice. She wants something new.
Maybe. She wants to go for something like that. She wants the easy. She said she wasn't attractive, too, remember? She's like, no, I'm not, like at the beginning of it. So
she wasn't attractive, eh?
She's probably got, like, really big thighs. And, like, a wart.
Big.
A wart on
big
her hand.
Big thighs.
Yeah, big thighs. All
right. She probably does, eh? That black Jew car could get right through that.
That's right. Need to plow right through it. Black Jew. Oh. Like Sammy Davis Jr.
All right. See what else we got. Let me go through the.
Let
me see here.
I got Samurai Comics just came in here also.
Samurai Comics. Yeah. Where's that at? Are they open?
I just updated you with them right there.
That might
this
be.
This isn't
open,
quite
so
it. Maybe I went back too far.
Well, Saturday's the door stuff.
Hello.
Damn it.
Hello.
Alright, you ready to do another one here? Because I was a Rocking Horse Dance Barn. Hey!
I think do they start at the Rocking Horse, or did they start at the cookie place?
My phone is interrupting our game plan.
Really?
I have no idea.
I got a special request.
Here
right?
We go.
Hello, is this,
Alright, here we go. This is a proper start.
How
may I help you? Hello, is this the Toll House?
Yes, this is.
Who is this? Is this the Toll House?
Yes,
Yes, sir.
Cookie Cat. All right. What's going on, buddy? What's your name?
Narciso.
Levito?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's that?
I'm talking to.
Oh, this is Ralphie. Listen,
Ralphie?
So, I'm going down to the Toll House Cafe. What time are you open till?
When, sir?
Tonight.
Tonight?
You closed already? Okay, listen. What about tomorrow afternoon? When you guys open?
No, tomorrow we're going to be closed for Easter.
And what about, all right, Tuesday
Monday
night?
Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Are you sure? No, Toll House cookie cake.
Yeah, cookie cake. Yeah, you guys got tables in there?
We are here at the mall.
Yeah.
And Frisco Mall?
Yes.
And we open 10 to 9 o'clock.
Yeah. You guys got tables there where you can eat the cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's what I need you.
Right in front of the store?
Okay, listen to me. Here's what we need. I pay you $20. What it is, I got a girl coming down. She's coming down from Oklahoma City. Can't get too many girls around here because I play the magic cards, and I'm on the computer a lot. But, so I met this girl. She's kind of big, but she likes Toll House cookies, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, man, I'll pay you $20, and you wear, like, a suit, and you act like I come there all the time. And you say, hey, Mr. Ralphie, you got a cookie here. And you know what I'm saying? You put it on a silver, like, plate.
No, I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot do that.
But I bring the plate, you know what I'm saying? You say, hey, it's Ralphie, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Mr., it's Ralphie Randall. It's my name, so you say, hey, Mr. Randall, we're glad to see you again. And you know what I mean? And then you serve me the cookie, and you know what I'm saying? We have candlelight. We'll come here at like 8:30.
Yes, sir, but
you
I'm not allowed to do that.
No, come on, man. You
can find somebody else.
This is Ralphie, man.
Morning.
Frank and Beans. Hey, morning.
Frank and Beans.
What, you got a bunch of Indians over there? That's crazy.
You got Frank and Beans?
That's a joke, right, sir?
What?
That's a joke.
I don't know what's going on. I hear a bunch of Indians jumping around, hooping and hollering. But anyways, I just want to cook. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to impress this girl. You know what I'm saying? I'll pay you $30. You know what I'm saying? Money is no object.
No, sir. If you like, you can make another phone call Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. But I'm telling you, man, I need you, man. You sound
you
like good. You know what I'm saying? I pay you good money. You know what I'm saying? I know you probably. Are you manager over there?
No, not yet, sir.
Okay, well, I tell you what. After you do this, I'll make a call to your superiors.
He will be here Monday morning, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to get an impressor.
Uh-huh.
So I just want, you know, I just want you guys to say, hey, Mr. Randall. You know, we're appreciative to have you here, and we see you all the time. And this is a beautiful woman you're with. Where did you find her at? And I'm going to say, well, you know what I'm saying? It's like she's the first. You know, I have beautiful women come here all the time and eat cookies with me, man. So, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
that's...
So,
you know what I mean? I mean, that's what I'm trying to convey, that I'm a playboy. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to come down and, you know what I'm saying, give you a nice tip and stuff, because you really understand where I'm coming from, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man, I appreciate it, man.
Okay, have a good night, sir.
Oh, you too, man. Vamos.
I'm sorry, where to go? The clock is already closed, but if you want
to
make another phone call Monday morning, you can find some other employee, or even the manager.
Man.
Okay.
That's appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Hey, vamos.
I gotta go. They're closing the store already.
Okay, man. All right.
Okay, bye.
Good.
All right, that was the first one. talking about Magic the Gathering, and Hollywood is mentioning that if you play Armageddon, I used to run a white deck, and I used to play Armageddon and Wrath of God, and I also had First Strike, I think, on some of the some of them had First Strike, whatever. It was like a really wicked combination, man. That's nerd stuff. Anyway, let's try to find some more. And I stepped in. That's I stole that. I ripped that off of Phil Henry.
Yeah, how you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing okay.
Here's what the idea is. Okay, I'm like 23, and I don't get many girls, but this girl named Francine is about to come down, and we want to know, like, you guys got a table with candlelight? You guys got a DJ down there?
What was that?
You guys got a DJ down there, or how do you work it?
We have live music tonight.
Okay, well, here's the deal, right? I got $100 plus a money for drinks. So I was wondering if I could pay you people, you know what I'm saying, to make believe that I'm like a star down there. Because I told this girl that I come there all the time, and people treat me like really important. So
I don't think we do anything like that.
But, you know, I got money. You would just pull me up on stage and be like, here's the man of the hour. It's Richie Randall.
You probably want to come here later when the bands are here and see if they'd...
Richie Randall. But, you know what I'm saying, can you say something like, you know, do you bartend?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Say, I'll pay you on the side, but can you say, hey, here's a drink on the house?
I'm just not gonna, like, I don't feel comfortable doing anything like that.
Oh,
so
come on, just trying to help my guy out.
I just don't feel comfortable doing
anything. You know what
I
mean? Just, I'll pay you on the side, say, hey, here you go, this is on the house.
I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Do you mind if I talk to another bartender? This is really important to me. I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable, but it's really important to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't get many girls, and I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, make the romance happen. I mean, I'm a nice guy.
Hold on just one moment.
You know what I mean?
George, did you like taking this call at all? He's unavailable. I'm the only one on shift right now.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
I just...
You know what I mean? I mean, money's no object, as long as it's less than $150. You know what I mean? I mean, you could just say, hey, he's a nice guy. Just put in... Like, I'll go to the bathroom and you just put in a good word for me.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I'm not going to take any kind of money. I'm not going to do anything like that.
Okay, well, so, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Put a good word in for me. I just say, he's a special guy. And you know what I'm saying? I'll give you my, I mean, I'm not saying pay you, but I'll buy a drink.
Hold
you
on, just one moment. I'm
going
to pass the phone on to Anita. Here you go. Hi, this is Anita.
Hello?
Hi, this is Anita.
Oh, how are you doing there? Are you a bartender?
No, I own the place. What do you want?
Oh, wonderful.
I just want to interject. This lady, Anita, like she actually sounded pretty nice. And we actually commented about it at the end of it, but this is pretty good right here. I love this character, the Richie Randall. Reckless got something with this one, I'm telling you.
Okay, well, here's the deal, right? With pressure.
Uh-huh.
So, what I was going to do is, I was going to get a drink on the side, like pay for a drink. I'm 23, so there's no problem with IDs or anything. But, so, basically what I want to happen is, I'll buy a drink on the side, but she's not going to know about it.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the bartender comes over and says, hey, you know, here's a drink for Richie Randall. He's a great guy, and it's on the house.
Okay.
You know,
or
I mean,
from him.
Yeah.
From
but,
you.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't tell her it's from me. You say it's on the house.
Okay.
You know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, huh?
Yeah, see, there, we're on the same level. The other thing was, I was going to pay the band if they could have, a slow dance song. Like they play like Keep with the
Stars.
Oh
yeah, we can't mandate anything that the band's.
Oh, doing. You don't have to mandate. You just put in a good word for me. You know what I mean? Like
so, what are you guys coming in tonight or what?
Tonight. You know, I got her a course dodge, and you know, it's like prom, except I never like a prom.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Remember Officer and Gentleman?
Where
they had a song.
Lift us up where we belong. And they can play that. You know what I'm saying? They got lights. You got, like, disco.
Well,
ball,
you know,
like,
this is a hip band.
Maybe they play R-Kelly something.
I don't know. What they do is maybe we can have them if they just dedicate a song for you.
They have, like, low lighting. So, like, it's romantic.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's not a whole lot that's romantic about a hip-hop band, you know?
Okay, well, it's like hip-hop, though.
Okay, so it's coming in tonight.
Yeah, we're coming in about,
Okay, now do you both have ID?
Oh, yeah. She's about, like, 35.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm 20. My name is Richie Riddle.
Richie Riddle.
Yeah, I got kids. And you got brown hair. I don't know who it is.
Well, you sound like Star.
No, that's just the way I talk.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a little crazy.
Okay. So you got brown hair and you
I'm going to wear a bow tie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then her name is?
Her name is Francine.
Francine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like an old fat name. You know, she has blonde hair. She's a little bit, but it's okay. You know, I mean, I don't look at that sort of thing.
Well, you're talking a bit.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
You want to have the house, quote unquote, have the house fire bear, and then you're going to put this on your card, right?
Yeah, I'm going to pay cash, actually.
Her a drink.
Well, both of us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, both of us should drink. I know you'll say, hey, you know what I'm saying? He's a great guy, swell guy. And this one's on the house. You know, you're a beautiful couple.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
On
like
the
that.
House. Okay.
You know, I mean, not something too crazy. I'm not trying to do anything crazy, but, you know, I just think, you know, I need a little help every now and then. I don't get many dates these days.
Okay. All righty. So, the people that are working behind the bar, I'm going to tell them what's going on. And that you're going to go ahead and you know, when you, we have a self-service bar. So,
what does that mean?
It means that you have to come up to the bar to order.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll just go up there to order. Yeah, of course.
And so what you should do is just take a piece of paper and say, I'm Richie Randall. I want to, you know, buy the drink. You know, just say that, put it in a piece of paper and fold it up and give it to the bartender when you place an order, and then I'll let the two bartenders know what's going down, and then they can bring another drink to Francine then.
And say
this is for you because you're special.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to do any harm. But you know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean,
you
that's
got it.
Great.
So write a note.
Okay.
It says, you know, I want to buy and name the kind of drink that you want the bartender to fix for Francine. And then just slide it along with your money so that they know what to do.
Oh, that's great. You know what I'm saying?
And then one of them will bring the drink out to her, which is kind of special since we're just a service bar.
Oh, wow.
And put it at the table. Okay.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it. What's your name again?
My name's Anita, and we're looking forward to seeing you later.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, honey.
Hope
you have a good night. Bye-bye.
Because you're special. That's kind of funny. Because you're special. She says you're really nice, poor lady. But we went on to comment a little bit more about that. It was a fun time. Wasn't that a fun prank call? Awesome job, Recklude, if you're listening. We're going to get out of here. Milkman, can you make it quick, please? If you're there still. Yeah, you're here.
Yes, Johnny, hello, this is Gus Portner. Everybody, we love you here at the Madhouse. We'd like to thank Ted Webb for doing this band.
Try to do Richie Randall impersonation.
Yes, we love you, Ted. Thank you for doing this band. We love you. We'll make a special call to all those nerds out there that got us banned. Kiss our Madhouse right in the ash.
Yeah, I should like to thank all our friends over here in the New King Speak, especially Mr. Warrior come to the rescue. Warrior! Yay! Thanks a lot! We got Bash, we got some of our other friends in here, we got Richard Talk and Wayne in Vegas. Thanks a lot, Bash, for stopping by. This has been really cool. Yeah, and then everybody in the syndicate, yes, guys, Fort in the Madhouse, we love you guys at the syndicate.
Yeah.
Justice TV. Yeah, everybody's got a sticky talk to you. We love you. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be looking forward to having you looking at us next week. So we'll be looking for you to be looking. Okay. Hey, the Dead Record, you guys rock. It was a great call. I don't know if it's the Dead or Record or was it Mini Barbarina on a dumb knot. I don't know, but it was good. Everybody else out there in the chat room, all my friends, it was Cheek Gray, New New Ellie, Sweet Deuces.
All right. Wrap it up, Milkman.
About that, we love you all, especially you, our listeners. You're like, well, I don't care about you. We do it every week. We got the dying with Tunis the time. That's all we have.
So we're, you know, we're on the new PCU.
Mom, good without you.
Anyway, I'm sorry to cough.
Hello,
all right, well, thanks, Syndicate, for having us on. Thanks to Dino. Everyone be sure to listen tomorrow to Zolar Vision at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Zolar will be on tomorrow night, so he's got a good show, dude, guys. Everyone listen to that. Okay, just to give you an update, anybody who's
in the Party Nation.
All right, Milkman. Just a quick update here. UCLA is winning 61-55 with 7 minutes left in the second quarter. And Tennessee behind 57-71 with 3 minutes left before the half.
Well,
Xavier pulled out a win against West Virginia.
I got a quick one.
79-75 in overtime by a three, apparently. Xavier let an 18-point lead slip away Thursday night, but not a trip to the Elite Eight, outlasting number 7 seed West Virginia 79-75 in overtime. That would have been an awesome game.
Javier.
Is it Xavier or Javier? Is it Xavier?
Hermano.
Yes.
Did you hear what happened to that lady that was boarding the plane, that tried to get on the plane? These TSA people, what they did to her?
No, what happened?
I didn't get a chance to tell you about this news story. I wanted to tell you. It was a real quick but short but interesting.
Are you talking about that last year, the lady that got killed? The lady got killed like last year?
No, just like today or yesterday. Just today or yesterday. You can't believe this shit.
Wow.
But I believe it. It's true. The lady went through the metal detectors. Everything was fine. And then one of the freaky women comes up with the little paddle stick metal detectors and starts sticking in her legs and everything. And runs across her torso and the thing starts beeping. So she says politely to the lady quietly, ma'am, I have nipple rings. And the lady says, hey, this girl's got nipple rings. Joe, come over here. Hey, and then they start calling. All the guys are all standing around. Oh, you got nipple rings. Oh. They take her and haul her back in to one of these like little rooms there, and they're all gathered around telling her to take them off, and she can't get them off. So they make her get pliers, dude. Pliers. They have pliers and pull these suckers out. Can you imagine how embarrassing and how painful that must have been?
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't let her board the plane until after she pulled them fuckers out. Yeah, like a pierced nipple is a very dangerous weapon. So everybody look out. If you got a pierced nipple or a pierced tongue or a pierced peter or
Let's just fucking let's get a grip, man.
You're either with us or against it.
Everybody get a grip.
That's what I'm talking about, man. She's got a big law case here in L.A. she filed, too, so expect to hear more. It's really going to be interesting.
Oh, hell yeah. That's just asking
to explain and justify plier removal of nipple rings. That's going to be very interesting to hear that one.
That's right, anyway, Milkman. Thank you.
Back to Big Air Mama. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you. Tuck, you wanted to, you were saying that you thought that I had stopped drinking beer, that you were under the pressure that I don't drink beer as much. Is that correct?
If you rewind the Saturday show, you said, no, I'm not doing it no more. We had a kind of whole conversation about it. Go back and listen.
Well, no, this is, you know, for the most part, every week that you see me drinking beer, if it's out of this glass right here, it's not beer. It's sugar-free apple drink mix,
which I
fill before the show in this pitcher right here. And then I make it look like that I'm drinking beer all night here, like I'm a cool guy. But actually, in all actuality, I'm just drinking a apple-flavored Kool-Aid, basically. So, yeah. That's all I drink.
Oh, so you're Dean Martin, are you?
Yeah, I'm like Dean Martin. Well, like, you know, Frank Sinatra, he never, Frank Sinatra never he never drank, you know, he'd always on stage, he always had, like, you know, but it was always, like, iced tea or something like that, they said.
Yeah, Dean Martin did that, too. It was always apple juice.
Yeah.
Dean Martin did that, too. It was always apple juice.
Yeah, 50 Cent does that.
He would walk around like he was drunk.
50 Cent does the same thing, apparently.
Exactly, yeah.
He empties out, you know, he'll come up with a, you know, like, drinking a bottle out of the bottle, Cavassier or whatever, but it's actually usually, they said it's either tea or vitamin water, he said. So, imagine that. Anyway.
Exactly.
You know who else does that? Jerry Lewis, and Reckwood also pretends like he's drunk.
Yeah, Reckwood pretends like he's drunk. He's really just high off his ass on other stuff. Not, but he makes. But he says he's drunk, and he means well.
Right.
God. Yeah.
I actually am drunk.
Oh, good. Good for you, sir. That's awesome. You know, there's nothing wrong with being drunk. It's Thursday night. You know, it's I call it the unofficial start
to
the weekend.
Drinking Stoli flavored water.
Yeah. God, man. I can't believe they made that lady go at it with pliers right there. Was it in front of everybody? That's really fucked up, man.
Can you imagine, dude? She had a you know, one of the curls rings, like it's a loop with the balls, and then she had like a bar stud. And the bar stud, I don't know, it had been set in her salon, but she couldn't get it to come undone, so they made her take it out with pliers, dude.
God, that's fucked up, man. God, just every I mean,
in front of a whole bunch of men, because she asked... She asked the lady if she would have another female
cleaner
come back
there
and just look to see that that's what it was and it wasn't any weaponry, you know, that would be fine. But instead, they take the whole bunch of guys back there and make her actually do a removal in front of all these men.
Okay, let's almost wrap it up here. Let me rapid fire through some news articles here real quick because I promise. First of all, the inventor of the Egg McMuffin. It was announced this morning that he died. Not the applause, Milkman.
I heard that.
He announced that he died?
He announced that he died today. He came out and said, "Hey, everybody, I'm the inventor of the Egg McMuffin, and I'm going to die." He's like... He died right there. He went like... Oh! He died.
It's Mayor McMuffin.
That's crazy.
Long live Mayor McMuffin.
That's wild.
9 a.m. at your local McDonald's store.
Okay, thank you. That's right, Milkman. I don't know his name. I thought I had his name here somewhere. I don't remember. What is it? Monty Farker. Monty Fraker. Monty. His name is Monty. Fuck
Nobody
that guy.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about you, Monty Fraker. I love those Egg McMuffins. Man, you know what? They should give out free egg. Man, McDonald's should give out free egg McMuffins out someday this week in memory of that guy. If they don't do that, they're a bunch of assholes. You know that? They should give one out to everybody.
The rumor has it here in the Mad
House. Yeah, in a black packet.
In a black, yeah.
More packet out
with a special release, a special version in honor here of the vegetarian Egg McMuffin.
Okay. Okay, great. Hey, everybody, I also wanted to mention, you know, we've talked in the past about D.B. Cooper. D.B. Cooper, remember Milkman? We spent a night that we talked about that at length.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so a parachute was found in Southwest Washington that apparently is believed to be D.B. Cooper's parachute. It was found by some kids, apparently, and the kids were actually, they found it, and they started digging it up on their own instead of just calling the parents. So they kind of trifled with it a little bit, but apparently they found a very old decaying in the ground, a parachute, and there's a speculation perhaps it's D.B. Cooper's parachute. Apparently he jumped with four. Like he asked in his ransom, he asked for four parachutes, and he jumped wearing one, and he had two more with him. Whatever that was for, I don't understand that. I mean, what if the parachute failed? Was he gonna like strap on another one and then try it? Or was just going to hold on to it or something like that? I don't understand that. Anyway, Andy...
I think two were fake.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah, the other thing, he could have grabbed all the parachutes so no one could jump out after him.
Oh, all right. Okay. Smart guy. He demanded he did that all for $200,000 in 4 parachutes. That's something. Anyway, so maybe they will find that that DB Cooper, you know, didn't survive, or maybe he ran away from there. I don't know. It's a weird story.
You know, that's like almost like 45 years ago now.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Almost 45 years. What was it, like 1963?
Yeah, 60 something.
63 or 65. It was like before the mid-60s, the very first hijacking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Police are in Miami, just south of here. They're going to start flying unmanned drones, UAVs, in the city on missions for, like, SWAT missions and just for basic surveillance of what's going on around the towns. Unmanned drones that, like, our military uses in Afghanistan and Iraq and other places are going to be used in our own cities now by our police department. That's interesting. Just wanted to bring that up to everybody. They charged the boyfriend. Remember last week we talked about the woman that was on her toilet for 2 years? You remember that?
Yeah, the shitter seat. Actress, yes.
Yeah, well, he's been arrested, and he's been charged with something. I don't know what it is exactly, but apparently he was negligent. He says that he kept, you know, coming back and feeding her and kept begging her to get off the toilet, but she never wanted to. And if you don't know what we're talking about, just Google it, all right? Just Google woman stuck toilet boyfriend, and you'll see what we're talking about. You'll figure it out from there. A man shot his wife.
Yeah.
Man shot his wife on accident. Well. Milkman. A man was trying to install a satellite TV, and he was trying to shoot through the wall because he couldn't cut through the wall. And his wife was on the other end and got shot and died. He got that frustrated he couldn't go through the wall. He just started unloading bullets into the wall. Just like straight up like, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. Killed his
Only
wife.
Only in Missouri, man. Only in Missouri.
That's right.
You ever heard of cartoons?
Exactly, right? Or something.
You see, he was so drunk he thought he had his NES and was playing Duck Hunt.
Probably. He thought it was a duck flying around, or that stupid dog. I always wanted to shoot that
Duck Hunt.
That fucking dog. I always wanted to kill that bastard, man. When he laughed at me, I used to be a Chuck E. Cheese, and I would play that on the Play Choice 10 arcade, and that stupid dog would laugh at me when I missed it. I get so mad. But then I cheat. Then I learned to cheat. I just put the gun right up to the screen and shoot it. And you never miss. That was a trick. The duck until it got really fast, then you were kind of screwed. But you could get up to like the third, fourth round real easy if you just stuck the gun on the actual monitor. You didn't play it for real. Just stuck it on there. You just shot it. But after it got fast and it got really hard. Then you know, I never got past that point. Oh, I gotta cheat all the time. I gotta cheat. And I don't know what. There was a case in Chicago. The guy, he showed up the. He showed up to steal. He was holding a place up. He was robbing some place, some medical center, or something like that. And they said that the safe was closed. The manager wasn't there. The manager was going to be there later. So he left his phone number. Told them to call him back when the manager was there. So they called the cops, and they had undercover cops sitting there waiting for him. The guy actually left. The guy goes in to rob a place at 8 o'clock in the morning. They tell him, "Okay, we can't get to the safe to get the money." Like, okay, bye. And you know I can't imagine. And then the guy actually came back. He got shot.
Be lube type place.
The guy got shot in the leg, and he's in the hospital. Whatever, stupid ass.
Dude, how much heroin would you have to hit to figure that one out?
How much? Yeah, exactly. How much heroin would you need to be injecting into yourself, right into that arm, or how much meth
Good
you got to be?
Lord.
How much meth are you smoking? Whatever else it is, he's...
If it was meth, he would have been running around outside the store, you know, running around outside and inside.
God.
That'd be something to really stupefy him.
Right. And apparently, and I just wanted to say real quick, this week a lot of deal was made about the United States accidentally, our government accidentally sent to Taiwan what they call nuclear parts or whatever, nuclear components. It was a big deal. Oh, how could they do it? First of all, it was like a handful of nose cones for nuclear weapons. There was new warheads involved. There were old fusible warhead, you know, nose cone tips. Not warheads, but just nose cone tips for nuclear missiles. That's all it was. It was just like a handful of them. It wasn't like they sent nukes to Taiwan in an accident, you know. Everyone just calmed the fuck down. You know, the media is just... They construe everything and make it look like it's the end of the world. Especially you watch that Fox News, man. God dang it. And cranes are going all
over. I personally don't give a shit, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Good news for all you dramatists out there.
Oh, damn it. All right. Hey, we've done enough. I think that's it. I think that's the end of the show, unless there's something else. Tuck, what's the status of the Tuckalution before we go, please?
I will see about updating a new podcast on the Revolutuk page, prankcall.info.com, this weekend. How about that?
Okay, good. All right, we'll look forward to that. And Milkman, I mean, you don't have a podcast, nothing. No one else here has anything. So there we go. We're out of here, everybody. We're clear. We'll catch you next week. Thank you, everybody. And seriously,
MadhouseLive.com.
That's right, MadhouseLive.com. Of course, Syndicate Fun. We'll catch you again next week and possible special show this weekend.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at MadhouseLive.com.